Hello.
My name is Michael. I am returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back? How may I assist you?
Yes, my name is Barbara Lewis, and I was just trying to see if I could start up unemployment.
Can I get your social security number?
My social security number is 418-31-1934.
Can I get your first and your last name?
Barbara Lewis.
Can I get your date of birth?
10/12/1988.
Can I get your mother's maiden name?
Bishop.
And your driver's license number?
8/8/1170/24.
What is your preferred language?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
For the fraud acknowledgement, I understand that knowingly making a false statement and/or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud. So do you understand?
Yes.
I understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and/or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect my ability to receive future benefits. So do you understand?
Yes.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
I don't understand you.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustments assistance benefits?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
Did I receive notification that I was a trade on certification?
Yes.
That doesn't make sense. Did I
Did you
receive
receive
notification?
notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No.
Can I get your middle initial?
You're asking, am I sure?
Your middle initial.
My middle initial is N, as in Nancy.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No.
Can I get your email address?
gaolabigesc88@gmail.com.
And your phone number?
205-765-3296. Can you repeat my email so that I can ensure you have it correctly?
No, but you can repeat it back to me.
Okay. Gold Digger, G-O-A-L, D as in David, I, G as in girl, E as in Edward, R as in Robert, dot, E as in Edward, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, and then the number is 88@gmail.com.
Can I get your driver's license state?
Alabama.
Can I get your race?
My who? My race?
Race.
Black, non-Hispanic. Non-Hispanic.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12, 12th grade.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Can I get your residence address?
1238 Elm Street, ELM, Moundville, Alabama, 35474.
Is your mailing address the same as your residence address?
Yes.
What was your occupation?
Oh gosh, I forgot the name of it. Just a moment, I'm pulling it up on my email. Okay, I'm searching for that now. Could I answer other questions until I find it?
I'm asking for your work description, your occupation.
Okay. A patient care coordinator.
Do you have a different name for your occupation?
Do I have what?
Do you have a different name for your occupation?
A reference name?
A different name.
Oh, a different name. Well, I did get promoted up to, let's see, patient care coordinator. Conversation, onboarding conversation. Hey, congratulations. Welcome to the team. No. Hello?
Yes.
Okay. The answer, did you ask another question? Because you asked if I had a different name for my occupation, and I replied no.
Okay. Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes.
Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
I
Do you
couldn't
obtain
understand.
work through a union hiring hall?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
Am I currently attending school or in training?
Yes.
I'm in training for tax preparation.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, I have not. I haven't even started yet. That's just something I signed up for today. Well, I'm waiting to hear back.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Am I able to work in a shift with a normal occupation?
Yes.
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, I'm able to accept full-time work.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
I'm not sure what you just asked.
Are you able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?